for Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Has this been the greatest summer weather-wise, which is so good for Shakespeare in Delaware Park?
And I did get over to see The Winter's Tale and their beautiful new stage, which is expansive and beautifully lit by Emma Scheminger. I thought that as the sun goes down, it really accepts the light gloriously.
And they have the new columns, which are behind the audience, which is nice.
Yes, and one of Shakespeare's most elegantly beautiful plays, The Winter's Tale. There is just so much to recommend this play. King Leontes, who sort of goes off his nut and accuses his wife wrongly of having an affair with a boyhood friend and rejects their child. And as you had told me would happen, fascinatingly, Paulina, played by Lisa Vetrano, emerges as the central character, and a brilliant performance by Lisa Vetrano as the lady-in-waiting, who is the only one with the courage to tell the king that he is wrong and that he will regret this, and who masterfully sequesters the queen for 16 years, bringing her back in a seemingly magical moment. And they're doing a very, very nice job. I found some of the augmented musical numbers and some of the prolonged comedy to be tiresome. I thought that by the time we get to the second half, it's like, okay, we've set it up, now let's knock them down. But in the main, it's a beautiful production, and they have lavished the production with talent under the hand of Saul Elkin, who, fascinatingly, on the night I saw it, had to go on as the old shepherd with book in hand, and that added great fun. Just a very special evening, The Winter's Tale, Shakespeare in Delaware Park.
And it runs through July 17th, so there is time to see it. Now, that's not the case for In the Next Room or the Vibrator play. That's down at Chautauqua, and unfortunately, that's only through July 10th. Did you get a chance to see it?
Well, I'm in rehearsal these days. Sadly, because I love the Chautauqua Theater Company, I try to mention it every chance I get for anyone who is down at Chautauqua or could get down to Chautauqua. For me, that's the main event at Chautauqua. Henry Kissinger, keep him. Get yourself to the Bratton Theater and see the shows down there. This is Vivian Benesch's last summer, and she's put together a characteristically wonderful season. But this wonderful play, Tony Award nominee of the last decade, In the Next Room, the Vibrator play. I love the play, but I'm intrigued and hope to get down to see the next one, The Profane. But the good news is you can see In the Next Room through this weekend, and I strongly recommend anyone who can get down to see that company. They bring wonderful A-list actors from New York and acting students from the best graduate programs in the nation.
Well, talk about your A-list actors, because they're listed alphabetically by first name. Three that are in It's Only a Play by Terrence McNally: Anthony Alcocer, Anthony Chase, and Adam Hayes. Wait a minute. We've mentioned this before, but that is you, sir. Well, give us a sneak preview. What's it all about?
Well, we're told I'm not supposed to talk about what happens in rehearsal, but I can tell you that the play is about a bunch of narcissistic Broadway types waiting for Ben Brantley's New York Times review, and I play a critic interloper with an agenda of his own. Mary Kate O'Connell plays a first-time producer. Jimmy Janowski plays the television star who turned down the role. Lisa Ludwig plays the diva after an Oscar win in Hollywood and some personal turmoil in her life trying to make a comeback on the Broadway stage. And, well, I will tell you, we're having a lot of fun in a very lively rehearsal process under the direction of Drew McCabe.
Well, it's already up, and that's Evita. Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber. Dynamic duo, if ever there was one, for composing some of the great Broadway musicals.
I just want to examine that phrase again. Other names do come to mind: Rodgers and Hammerstein, Lerner and Lowe. But okay,
didn't say it was at the top of the list. I'm just trying to be
lively
here. All right. Thank you. Tell us about this special construction they've done for Michelle Marie Roberts, who is in the title role.
Oh, I just told you they built her a balcony, and you found that so amusing. But
I think it's great.
Of course, she needs a balcony, and not for nothing, she can sing the bejesus out of the Evita score. I can't wait to see her. And I did see the original Evita. It's coming back to haunt me. I realized the last Winter's Tale I saw starred Christopher Reeve.
Uh-oh.
And Mandy Patinkin, Alfre Woodard was at the Public in 89. But before that, I'd seen the original Evita and have that memory, that happy memory of the astonishing Patti LuPone becoming a star. But Evita is a great deal of fun by that great duo of the West End and Broadway, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice.
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.